social media moving closer to the farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think social media could be a good thing for farming. I think it would get farmers in touch with other farmers if farmers would use it. And also, I think it would help in the showing people that we Tennessee people, you know, Tennessee farmers do take care of their cattle.
Bledsoe County young farmer Billy Van Winkle talking about the increase of social media usage among not just teenagers anymore, but the farming community as well. More and more farmers are now utilizing Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter to either share their story or to stay on top of the issues affecting their industry. Eric Sutherland of Greene County.
A lot of people is on those type of websites and all and look at it and check everything daily and sometimes hourly. And if they see something on there that looks interesting, they'll go to it and you can inform them about stuff going on and stuff that may happen that may hurt them or may help them.
Sutherland and other farmers are beginning to see that social media is a new technology tool that can help market their crops. Jacob Sparkman of White County feels social media can help share the real story about animal agriculture and how farmers take care of their livestock.
Social media to me is great. It's a way for us to interact with people that don't understand what we do and don't see what we do, and we can take that to them. They can actually get online and see me feeding my calves, see me rolling my hay, see me vaccinating my calves or working my cattle humanely, knowing that I do care about my animals and that I do treat them, you know, with humane care, just as they treat their dogs and cats at home. They love their animals, and we love our animals.
Social media, definitely a growing trend for Tennessee's young farmers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.